It's Hollywood Update. Kelly's here. Hollywood swinging. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
So, is it a sunshiny day out there right now?
You know what? I heard it's supposed to be 70 today, so I think it will be.
Oh,
it's
cool.
A little early right now, so it's still chilly, but...
It was chilly this morning. It was amazing. So, the Women's March versus March for Life. I don't think a lot of people know that that was a March for Life happening the same day that the women had the radical women had their march.
I believe it was the day before.
Oh,
you're absolutely right about that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the women's march was on Sunday or Saturday?
The women's march was on Saturday.
And then the Right for Life?
The March for Life was on Friday.
Really? Oh, okay. I thought it was both the same day. Go ahead.
So, you're completely right that the March for Life was not heavily covered in the news. So there's like the big three networks and the like the television networks, and combined these three networks devoted 2 minutes and 6 seconds to the 2018 March for Life. And of those, there's ABC, NBC, and CBS. CBS did not cover 1 second of the march. So those 2 minutes and 6 seconds were split between ABC and NBC. I'm getting these figures from LifeSite News. But then there's the women's march, right? And
yes,
we remember the first one last year where Ashley Judd proclaimed that she was a nasty woman. We saw Madonna saying, sometimes I want to blow up the White House and things like that. And this year was not much different. There were a lot of... so-called A-list actresses that showed up, lots of them, different parts of the country. And what I wanted to do, I wanted to take a cue from your presentation of the march yesterday. You already played a good number of clips of what the actresses had to say, but just a cue of comparing what these marches represent and what these people are saying and the types of people who are attending these at the so-called grassroots level.
Okay.
So, for example, we have... a clip from InfoWars. They hit the women's marches in a couple of different areas. But one of the reporters was at the New York City march. And he got into an exchange, a verbal exchange, with this guy who called himself a male anarchist or an anarchist. He's a guy. And he was dressed all in black, you know, looked like Antifa, basically.
Right.
So we have a little bit of that exchange to give you a flavor for the people that are marching in these women's marches.
Here we go. This is from InfoWar. All right.
F*** you. F*** InfoWars. F*** your followers. F*** all you Zion pigs. F*** all you racist pigs. F*** all you pieces of shit.
You're sad.
F*** InfoWar. You're f***ing sad. Look at you. Look at you, you piece of shit. You're a f***ing fascist pig.
Wow.
So in case you can't see it, the guy totally spits on the reporter at the end.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the beauty of what's happening here with the Women March versus the Right to Life, you're showing the good versus the evil. It's like it's split right down the middle, and you have to be blind not to see it. You have to not want to see it.
And there are a lot of people that don't, by the way. They refuse to see the darker side of what's going
right
on here, unfortunately. We have another example also from InfoWars, but this one's at the L.A. Women's March, and we have some sound from a female sex worker. She calls herself a sex worker.
Hi, yes, Whore Power. We're out here representing sex workers and equal rights for them, because a lot of the time they're excluded from these. And our jobs are just as important and just as valid as everybody else's. So power to the whores, power to every woman, trans, cis, women of color. All of us are together out here.
So is being a whore empowering for women?
For some women it is, and for the ones that it is not, that's their decision. And for the ones that it is, we're so often vilified by society that we have to work just as hard as any other marginalized group to be recognized as having autonomy over our own body. And that's like super offensive to a lot of the people in society.
Whore power?
That is what she said.
That's worse than slut.
Without a flinch of shame. Right.
I'm telling you.
So this is what we have at these women's marches. And then There was the quote-unquote respect rally. It was called the Respect Rally, which is a women's march event in Park City, Utah. They're having the Sundance Film Festival right now. Right. So there's a good there are a good number of women and celebrities over there for that. But we have your favorite attorney, Gloria Allred.
Oh, my God.
she gave a speech at this rally, and we have a little bit of sound from that.
We demand the right to control our bodies and our lives. Wow. Resist. Oh. Insist. Persist. Elect. We demand the right to choose legal, safe, and affordable abortions and not have our lives placed at risk by illegal, unsafe abortions, which cause many of us to be mutilated and die, like I almost died when Roe v. Wade was not yet the law and abortions were illegal. Resist. Insist. Persist. Elect.
That's from Democracy Now! Gloria Allred had an abortion?
That's what she's implying. yeah, but I think that in that clip you really see what the Women's March is about.
Yes.
It really is diametrically opposed to the March for Life. It's we want our abortion rights.
That's amazing. She's so fake. And she had a daughter who was an attorney, and her daughter seemed to be as bad as her mother is.
Lisa Bloom.
Yeah, Lisa Bloom.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I don't know what Gloria was like in her younger days.
Right.
Maybe she was always had this demeanor. Probably she did as a lawyer. But there's just no, like, life. I don't even see, like, the emotion that these actresses were dredging up. Granted, it's their job to do that. But it's just kind of empty. And she repeated that refrain throughout. Resist. Do this. Da, 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 over, like, 5 minutes.
It looked pretty cold there, too. It was snowing
Park
hard.
City, Utah. It's wintertime.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Doesn't look too cozy.
And this next one is from the White House?
Right. So as a comparison, we have President Trump, who actually addressed the March for Life participants and the pro-life leaders at the White House. And these are the people who marched.
This is the first time, I think ever, but for sure, a sitting president has spoken to the March for Life rally.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that something?
That's great.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
The first time. This man is the great white hope and making America great again. So here's President Trump. He addresses March for Life participants and pro-life leaders.
That hope is the true gift of this incredible movement that brings us together today. It is the gift of friendship, the gift of mentorship, and the gift of encouragement, love, and support. Those are beautiful words, and those are beautiful gifts. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march, that is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
Wow. I'm lost for words. That was so nice.
And the setting's great. Yeah. And just compare that with the guy who called himself an anarchist who's spitting at the camera.
Now this president is demonstrating, and the people standing with him demonstrating good, and those other people demonstrating evil.
That's right. But it just really is amazing. Like you're saying, it's revealing who's on which side.
Yes.
Honestly, there's so many singers and actresses that came out for this Women's March. It's ridiculous. We have a couple of Instagram posts. One is from Adele, an image of her Instagram post. She gathered with Cameron Diaz and Jennifer Lawrence. And these are just three of the biggest young female stars today. And she wrote a post two or three days ago saying that she supports the march and the most influential people in her life has always been women, and just kind of goes on and on. The time is now, that kind of a thing. Time's
amazing.
Up.
That's too bad Adele is doing this. I like her singing.
Right. And a lot of these people are very talented
right.
at what they do. Bring you a lot of entertainment.
They
you feel
really
like you know
do.
Them. Yeah, they're great at what they do.
I wish that they would keep their politics to themselves and just entertain us. Because you're right. There's some very good men and women who are good at what they do.
And then people do get to like them. They get to follow them. Yep. And they influence the culture. So that's why we need to talk about these things. We have also an Instagram post from the comedian Amy Schumer. And she gathered at the march as well, had a bunch of pictures with young girls. And
which one is Amy?
She's on the far left there.
Oh, okay. With the glasses?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then that's Amber Tamblyn. She's an actress in the middle. She's been really vocal about like the Me Too Time's Up thing on Twitter.
Amazing.
Involving herself a lot. So these are just things we need to talk about because a lot of, you know, I know there are tons of teenage girls on social media.
Yeah.
Just looking up to these women. And they're going to take their words as gospel, especially when their parents are kind of like in the background or not
right.
really doing their job.
Yeah.
So it is really influencing people. And
it is.
It's important to talk about it.
Amazing stuff, Kelly. Great reporting.
Thank you.
You are something else. Making America great again. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks.